All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to this November the 20th meeting of the Mechanical Technical Advisory Committee. The first thing I want to do is call roll. Oscar Caella.
I'm here.
All right. Joseph Crum. Fred Stoker for Alex Hernandez. Elizabeth Gall.
Yeah.
Daniel Griffin.
Here.
Gary Griffin. Don Pittman.
Here.
Amador Barzaga. I think we're missing.
I know Fred is there.
So. Yeah, Fred is there, but.
Mr. Stoker, if you're on the line, could you check if you might have your phone muted?
There
you go. Chat. Fred, can you hear us?
Fred is on the go-to meeting at the caller.
Yeah.
Yes.
We see him. Do we want to call Pete?
Well, actually, let me see. I do have. Maybe that's the lunch. See if somebody else came in from the committee. You can check, see if the members, any new members came in.
Yes, have any new TAC members joined the call?
Let me see if I find. I know he sent me an email yesterday.
All right.
We're missing one member for quorum, so Mr. Madani is going to attempt to call one of our missing TAC members. And if you, everyone, just hold on, we appreciate it.
Yeah, Fred works at the Coral Springs Building Department, so you can maybe reach him there.
Sometimes your computer won't let you tell him if
he was on the computer, he would just message him. He didn't message us back. So if he's not messaging us back, there's no way he can. If he just sent it, he would refuse.
Somebody just came in.
Yeah, we got somebody else.
The number at 1-866.
Hello, this is Norman. Who just joined the call just now?
Pete Quintella.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Pete. We needed one more for
quorum. That's good. Yep, so we're going to go. We have five today.
Yeah, we have five.
All right. Next, I would like to introduce the people in the room. I'm Norman Bellamy.
Justin Vogel.
Chris Howell.
Jim Hammers.
Mo Badani's here. All right. Mo Badani's all here. And
Tom Campbell.
And Tom Campbell. They're going to be right back.
Norman Bellamy's running.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Next, I'd like to ask if there are any guests on the line. Could you repeat that, please?
Hello, this is Fred Sugar. Hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. Okay,
Mr. Stoger, we were getting some feedback from your call, so we've had to mute you, but you can unmute yourself if you need to chime in.
Yes, all right. Next, I'd like to remind everyone to please mute their phones instead of putting them on hold so we can keep the, you know, bleed through from coming through into the meeting. And I also like to remind everyone to state their name for the record and when making a motion and seconding a motion. And let's see. Mr. Kaya, I guess I'd like to turn the meeting over to you if you don't mind.
Introduce people.
Okay. Okay, so we did the roll call. Now we need to review the previous meeting minutes for the previous meeting of July 31st. So I guess I hope everybody read the. That's the one where we approved all the different mods, etc. So I'm going to need a vote to approve those minutes.
Don, your motion to approve. I'll second it.
Okay, so everybody in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody opposed? Hearing none, then we have approved the minutes. Okay.
Also, we need
so,
to.
So, next item
Oscar,
is the.
Oscar, we need to approve the agenda. We need to approve the agenda first.
Oh, the agenda. Okay, I missed that. Okay, sorry about that. So, we need to approve the agenda. I need a motion to approve the agenda for today.
And I need a person to approve.
Okay. Everybody in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
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 Okay. Anybody opposed? Hearing none, it's approved. So, okay, so now we can move to the deck statement. This is a deck statement by William Thames, Barber Properties. Mo, would you go over this deck statement, please?
Yeah, this is Mo Madani. Good morning. First of all, before I go through the staff analysis for this declaration statement, I would wonder if the petitioner on the line to give him an opportunity to speak or provide a summary of his request, if it's okay with the chair.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is the petitioner on the line, William? Okay.
All right. I'm going to speak the phone. Introduce yourself now and say I'm a lawyer.
All right. Again, this is Mo Madani, and I'll go now through the staff analysis. Before us is DS-2019-64. The declaratory statement as submitted is posted on the agenda, and also you will find the staff analysis on the request, which I will go through. The petitioner is Mr. William Thomas, and of Arbor Properties. Mainly, he is seeking a declaratory statement on whether venting electric clothes dryer into a breezeway satisfies the venting requirement of Section 504.1 of the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Mechanical. And the petitioner mainly provides for the following question. Does venting the electrical clothes dryers in question into a breezeway, specifically depicted in Exhibit A, meet the requirement of Section 504.1 with regard to exhausting electrical clothes dryers exhaust outside of the building. The petitioner provide us with a specific situation. Mainly, Arbor is currently in the design phase of a future project in Bay County that will likely consist of 274 plus and minus multifamily dwelling unit. One specific building type is a three-story breezeway building, which is displayed in Exhibit A. The breezeway building features an open breezeway with 240 square feet of opening on each end of the total 480 square feet of ventilation. Each unit will be all electric and features its own laundry room with an electric domestic dryer that Arbor planning to vent into the breezeway of the building. Each breezeway will have 4 dryer exhaust vents. The proposed design vents the dryer in the breezeway of the apartment building, which require 1 to 2 inch of tubing. Additionally, the proposed design meet all domestic clothes dryer manufacturer exhausting instruction, and each vent is independent of all other systems. So that's really the fact that's been provided about the project. As a staff, we went through the mechanical code. We looked at Section 501 general, which mainly has a general requirement for mechanical exhaust system. And then, as you see in the mechanical code, there is a specific section, which is Section 504, with regard to clothes dryers exhaust. Section 504.1 installation, it says clothes dryers shall be exhausted in accordance with the manufacturer instruction. A dryer exhaust system shall be independent of all other system and shall convey the moisture and any product of combustion to the outside of the building. So one thing we did, you know, we reviewed the code in terms of what is an outside of the building. We looked at definitions in the code for that. Outside is the environment exterior to the, mainly to the building or the conditioned space. And also we looked at what's a building, any structure occupied or intended for supporting or sheltering any occupancy. So we're talking about the occupied space as the building. So in terms of the language that's in this section, in the code section 504.1, it says to outside of the building, so the outside the building envelope. So the other thing we looked at is, as I mentioned, there is a general requirement with regard to exhaust, and there is a specific requirements in the code with regard to exhausting domestic cloth dryers. And the code in section 102.1 says, where there is a conflict between a general requirement and a specific requirement, the specific requirement shall be applicable. So in this case, the code gave us a very narrow definitions of how to treat an exhaust from mainly a cloth dryers, and that's really spelled out in section 504.1. Based on this, as you see the staff analysis, again, the question, it says, does venting the electric clothes dryer in question into a breezeway specifically depicted in Exhibit A meet the requirement of Section 504.1 with regard to exhausting electric clothes dryer exhaust outside of the building? The petitioner, it provided his own answer to his question. As you see, Under the answer, there is two options. Option one from the petitioner, the answer from, and the other option two is from staff. So with regard to the petitioner, his answer is, we believe the answer to the question is yes. Exhausting the dryer vent into the open breezeway depicted in exhaust A, in Exhibit A, does meet the requirement of Section 504.1. In fact, Arbor has constructed over 700 units across Leon County, the city of Tallahassee, Bay County, the city of Lynn Haven, and the city of Panama City that feature dryer vent in breezeway that satisfies Section 504.1. Option two, the staff answer, which is consistent with the petitioner answer, but with some adjustment, it says the answer to the petitioner's question is yes. Exhausting the dryer vent into the open breezeway of the project in question does meet the venting requirement of Section 504.1 of the 6th edition Florida Building Code Mechanical. Thank you. Any questions on the staff analysis? If there is no comment or questions, you know, if anybody ready to make a motion, it would be good.
Okay, this is Oscar. I just had a comment. The petitioners are here. Nobody from the petitioner is here, right?
My understanding, and the petitioner is not on the line. We did ask for that. We can ask again. Is the petitioner on the line?
Hi, this is Richard Reeves on behalf of Arbor Properties. Mr. Thames is traveling today, and he's thankful for your consideration on this matter.
So, Oscar, you can ask. So, the petitioner is in the line.
No, I just wanted him to express the, what is the purpose, what is the need that he's trying to seek here. If he has already been doing this, is he having a problem with a specific building department, or it's just a general question?
There has been some question in the city of Tallahassee about this, and it was suggested to take the matter to this commission to clarify the issue. But as Mr. Medini indicated, this has been a practice that Arbor has used in multiple facilities and also in Mississippi where they have developments, and it has been approved every time. But a recent question has come up, and so we thought we would take it to you folks to make sure that what we were doing, you approved of what we were doing.
Okay. My only question on this issue is the fact that the question that was asked in the deck statement is specific on Section 504.1. So if we say yes, you can, that complies with 504.1. You're leaving out the question of 501.3, which says that you cannot exhaust into a breezeway or a walkway, or being 3 foot away from a door or a window. Those are the issues that, in my experience, that has been the one that's given us trouble with different building departments because of a fire risk. So I just want to make sure that the question that you're seeking from us is going to answer your need, even though it is very narrow, just saying as per Section 504, which it does comply, if you're venting it to the outside. So I don't see any problem with answering yes. I just want to make sure that the answer we give is going to be solving any issues that you have with the building department.
Yes, sir. As my understanding, and I'm not a technical person on this matter, but having worked with staff and with the folks with Arbor, it is our understanding that this would resolve any issues that we would be having.
Okay.
This is Mo Medani. Can we? I think Oscar bring in a good point, and to further clarify the answer, if it's okay with the committee, I would add at the end of the answer that's from staff, if that's what you want, or the petitioner, that compliance with section 501.3 is not required. So that will resolve, I think I understand Oscar's concern, but if you want to clarify it once and for all, we can add a statement at the end of the answer, you know, the answer to the question, compliance with section 501.3 is not required.
Okay, we cannot agree with that. That's important.
If that's okay with, I'll leave it to you guys if you want to do it with this change too.
Go ahead, Pete. Okay, I'm concerned about 501.3 regarding discharge shut doors at a point where it will not cause a public nuisance. Now, lint coming out into the corridor, I believe that's a public nuisance. I will be opposed to that. I don't agree also, by the way, in this issue about a breezeway. I cannot find a definition in the code for a breezeway. I did find a definition on the Florida Building Code for a covered, open-ended corridor, which I believe this is. I do not believe this would be a breezeway because the code does not address the breezeway. But it clearly defines a covered, open-ended corridor. And the pictures that were sent to us, Exhibit B 507, it clearly defines what the definition of that is. Where the gas tank is, water heaters are at.
Okay. This is Mo Medani, and I can, if it's okay, I can really clarify why I ended with the answer that I provided. I did look at what, you know, Beat is talking about. The Florida Building Code first of all, if you look at the section 504.1, it says outside of the building. So what is a building? So the Florida Building Code define a building is as mean is that any structure occupied or intended for supporting or sheltering any occupancy. A breezeway doesn't have an occupancy. You were talking about the building, so you're exhausting outside the building. That's all what the code says under section 504.1. I think what you're talking about, Pete, if you go back to this section 501.3, you know, the code normally clearly is kind of, if there is a go, you have to go with the specific. You cannot apply the general and the specific. What's the purpose of this? Go ahead, Pete. I'm sorry.
You said that the building, the breezeway is not part of the building. What is a breezeway? Again, there's no definition for a breezeway in the code. This is an open-ended corridor.
I would refer to the definition of the building is the occupancy as sheltering is what is really sheltering the occupancy is an occupied space. You don't. But anyway, this is really how I looked at it. I'm sure, as a committee, you can look at it differently, but that's how I looked at it.
All right, this is Oscar. I mean, that would only what Pete is talking about. We're only required in the answer that we give that instead of mentioning a breezeway, we just substitute that with an open-ended hallway, and then it would be by code. It would be per the code, so we don't have any issues or ambiguities in the wording. So that's an easy one. My main question is how does the rest of the committee feels
on the issue of 501.3, where you're venting into a walkway or a place where people exit in case of a fire or something, or if it's a nuisance or whatever. That, and I know that Mo says that we have to go to a more specific section, but also in the code it says that the most strict requirement is always chosen over the less strict. So in this case, the more strict is the other one. So I just want to make sure that when we write the answer, it's a clear answer, that there are no back and forth and this doesn't come back.
I got a question, again, speaking Pella here, back to what Mo said regarding the building and the occupancy. He said that the building was the occupancy itself and not anything outside of the occupancy. So in the case of an interior stairwell, which is not part of the occupancy, it's a stairwell, you could dump into an interior stairwell, the dryer could vent to add into an interior stairwell and collect the lint inside the stairwell.
The stairway is within the building envelope, isn't it? Except if the outside stairway.
Well, that part of the occupancy, interior stairwell, wouldn't be.
Oh.
It's an interior egress.
Right. Anybody else has any comments on this?
This is Fred Soger.
Hey, Fred.
Go ahead. I'm concerned about 501.3, where it says exhaust discharge. I mean, basically, the closed dryer is an exhaust system, and it specifically says to not to be directed onto a walkway, and the breezeway is a walkway.
But remember, guys, that's it. 501.3 is a general requirement for all type of exhausts. It says mechanical exhaust system, so it covers everything, whether it's grease exhaust, whatever it is. So, but the code give you a narrow definitions for the domestic clothes dryers. It clearly says it can't be exhaust to the outside. Then the code would not, if it's really truly, the code says that you have to meet 501.3, then it would not have provided a mean of exhaust under 504.1. Then the code would have said, shall be exhausted in according to 501.3. But the code did not say that. It says we can exhaust to the outside.
This is Oscar, Mo. So the question is, the 504 does not specify the exhaust outlet, the exhaust onto the outside. Doesn't have any restrictions, doesn't say anything. So it's not really covered. If it was covered in 504, I would agree. But if it's not covered, it's not mentioned, then do we have to go to the explicit language in 501.3?
No,
I mean, that's just a...
You don't go back.
A general...
Then it's really the specific language 504.1 is moot. Then why have section 504.1? If it's really the intention is to apply 501.3, we cannot have it both ways in this case. Then that's what how I read the codes. The code, it tries to narrow down certain things based on the level of hazard and what's really involved. And in this case, the code says, hey, with regard to exhausting clothes dryers, exhaust, it can be dumped to the outside. It didn't say, it didn't repeat the language that's in 501.3. They didn't say that it cannot be exhausted. It can be directed to a walkway. It doesn't say that. So we cannot go back to the general language and use it. That's really how I read codes. But again, it's your call, guys.
Okay.
So you say 504 will override 501.3.
That's really my that's what
you're basically saying.
That's what how I learned. I have been working with Kurt for a long time. That's the narrow definition always supersede the general definition.
Okay, this is Oscar. I just wanted to make sure that we get the right language, because when it goes to the commission, we're going to have the fire people in there, the architects in the commission, etc. That might have a problem unless we really narrow it down. So I would amend the answer. Number one, change the word breezeway into a open-ended hallway. And two, add that language, Mo, that you suggested regarding 501.3. That doesn't apply. And then if somebody has an issue with that, then they can bring it up at the commission. This deck statement and 504 applies to the general ventilation, the volume of air, where you are dumping it into, the breezeways open. So that's what we as a mechanical tech is considering. Now the fire issues or building nuisance, et cetera, that's from another code section. And I think we should just write it that way so that when it goes to the commission, it gets approved, or somebody wants to dispute it, then we can talk about
it. This is Donnie Pittman. Hello?
Yeah, Donnie, go ahead.
Go ahead, Donnie.
Yeah, I did quite a bit of research on trying to follow. I've always, in the past, been against dumping dryers in that situation, but the way the code reads now, I don't know if you can justify it. The dryer, the dryer is considered environmental air. It's not considered hazardous exhaust. So I could not find an out to keep it from not being able to be vented. In the past, I did, but I can't really find. And the building code gives a definition of a walkway, and it doesn't fit the narrative of what you would have there. So that's just my 10 cent worth.
This is Joe Crum. I agree with Donnie. And also, you also go to the dictionary. If the definition is not in the code, you go to the dictionary for the definition. I'm sure the breezeway is defined in the Webster's dictionary.
Okay, so this is Oscar. So I'm going to need a motion if we're ready. Or
are we going to hear from the public?
Yeah, we can hear from the public, sure. So anybody, the proponent or anybody else that wants to comment, this is your chance right now.
Yes, this
okay,
is
as it stands, this is Fred. So as it stands, we will be limiting the amount of dryer rents going into the breezeway, which will be at 4, with 240 square feet of area that it would be going into, correct?
Yes. Yes?
Well, this is Oscar. I don't think that you're limiting it. You're just approving a particular case where this building has 4 with 240 square feet, and you approved it. Doesn't mean that that is the rule. It just means that that particular building can, we say that it's okay. But somebody else might come in with a similar, with 6 dryers, and we might have to look at it, that one again.
Yeah, I think Oscar is correct. I think we need to, we're looking at it in terms of the facts provided. So the answer is yes, but Oscar is correct. You know, anything else could be handled in a similar way, or it could be addressed under different.
Yeah, this is Oscar. This is not, we're not writing code. We're just ruling on a petition on a particular case, and that's why deck statements are not to be used as new code. It's just a particular case, and we are saying yes or no. Is it okay or not? So,
okay.
Well, this is Donnie Pittman. I'd like to make a motion that we approve staff analysis for the dryers to be able to exhaust. on the physics here in that situation.
Joe Crom, what's up?
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
Okay. Pardon me. Pardon me, this is Justin Vogel. Was that as modified by Commissioner Calleja?
And staff.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you have the public comments? Will you take any?
We already did. We already took public comments.
I don't know that we have yet.
No, he did ask. Ask for public comment. If I recall. Oscar, I'll defer to you. If you want
to. I'm always open to public comment. So if there's any public comment, go ahead now.
Yes. My name is Amador Basaya, and I am looking at the pictures and the amount of information provided. I see this open-end hallway, sort of like a tunnel, and I could see where under certain, the right weather conditions, and you do have a flow of air going through, it might be kind of irrelevant to have a dryer working at a particular time, but I could see this where you might not have the prevailing winds blowing in the right direction and or a lot of wind, so you might have multiple dryers operating at the same time. Or these might actually become a nuisance, especially if you have either a baby or a elderly person walking through this hallway, where this could actually be something that, or even forbid someone from either sitting in this in front of their door simply because the air is so crowded and so polluted. I found very concerning, and I know it's not part of the deck statement, that even a gas water heater is exhausting in this. I would be concerned with the products of combustion from this gas water heater. I would be concerned if these were gas dryers, for example, with incomplete combustion malfunctioning, which is possible. I would be concerned if this would be a longer hallway. So these are things that I could see why an authority having jurisdiction somewhere might be skeptical about feeling comfortable approving this type of installation. Thank you.
Okay, this is Oscar. I just wanted to point out that the water heaters that you see in the hallway are not part of their current design. It's an all-electric design, and that was just an example of pictures of previous projects that they're just showing the dryers. So we're not approving that or anything to do with the gas dryers. So these are all electric dryers, and all, I guess it's all electric. There are no electric water heaters or anything like that.
Yeah, this is Gordon Dean, the proponent, and I was just going to agree with that. And with the gentleman's comment, it has not been our experience to have a...
Hold on, everybody. So we just received public comment. Do we have somebody else who would like to make a comment?
This is Gordon Thames. I'm the proponent, and so the gentleman expressed a concern about a lot of possibilities, and I was just going to echo what one of y'all had said, was that this is for an all-electric installation. We have not had any problems with regard, and four dryer vents rarely run at the same time. Even if they did, it smells like a county in there, so We've had success with this, and as compared to running 45 feet with a special dryer in a open wood truss where lint would build up, we just think it's superior design for a number of reasons, but the lack of the long run being one of the most primary.
Okay, great. Thank you. And now we'll go back to Commissioner Calleja. I believe that there was a motion and a second, so yeah. We're probably ready to call the vote and see where we are.
Correct. So let's vote on this. Everybody in favor? Let me restate what we're saying is the motion, I believe, says we're recommending the staff's option number two. The staff's answer with the amended language were
replacing breezeway with open-ended hallway and adding a sentence at the end regarding that section 501.3 does not apply in this case. Is that correct, Mo? Is
yes,
that,
yes. What you compliance with section 501.3 is not required.
That is the motion.
Okay, so that's the motion on the table. So I guess everybody in favor, say yay.
Yay.
Okay, anybody opposed?
Yay.
Who is this? Identify yourself. Pinky Tella opposed.
Representing Miami-Dade County.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Oscar, I'm voting yes on this.
So 6-1. 6-1.
6-1.
All right, guys. All right. Nothing on the agenda other than public comments of any or other business. We don't.
We need to do a roll call.
We need to do a roll call. Go ahead. All right.
Okay. So who's going to do a roll call?
Norman.
All right. This is a roll call. Oscar Caello.
I'm here.
Joseph Crum.
Here.
Fred Stoker for Alex Hernandez.
Here.
Elizabeth Gall. Daniel Griffin.
Here.
Gary Griffin. Don Pittman.
Here.
Pete Cantello.
Here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thanks.
Joe Crum joined the call.